Blog Talk Radio.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. GP!
Henderson. Boy, I almost want to play that song again, ladies and gentlemen. GP, God's people, is listening to that today. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For those listening all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point. Dr. Henderson's coming up shortly after another song. Dr. Henderson plays on this network. So excited. Almost got out of my seat here. Just having a good time in the Lord. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, real quickly, we'll give you a couple announcements as well, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, the number 347, you've been tweeting out LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter all day. The number to call in to listen to this powerful program, ladies and gentlemen, the woman of God, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. Ladies and gentlemen, you can call in for prayer, call in to listen to the powerful message today. Whatever you need, it is here at 347-843-4559. One more time, ladies and gentlemen, the number 347-843-4559. We're so glad for those who are listening all across the globe via the internet. Thank you for joining us. This is Straight to the Point. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Henderson will be up right after this next song. Y'all get ready. Hold your seats, put your seatbelt down, and enjoy the Lord. Amen.
Together, come on. Whenever the enemy's attacking in your life, you gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer, break out your word. You gonna break out the praise. Last time, somebody clap your hands. It's a wrap. That's all you got. That's all you got. That's all you got.
To give credit to Kirk Franklin for the song Stomp. So we're excited to be before you guys here tonight. We're going straight to the point. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for everyone. We're excited that you guys are with us here tonight. I want to apologize in advance. I'm not going to be before you guys long. I just wanted to come to you guys on tonight just to encourage you, to tell you to keep fighting, keep holding up the bloodstained banner, that God is on your side and that he has not left you. We see in our nation, a lot of chaos, a lot of confusion, and that's just an indication that the enemy has waged war on the body of Christ because we have been out of position. But it's time for us to get back in position so that we can take back what rightfully belongs to us. And a lot of us are walking around here without peace, because we have gotten away from the Prince of Peace, who is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. So it's time for us to fight back, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they mighty through God to pull it down a stronghold. So when I say fight back, I'm particularly talking about in the spirit realm. It's time for us to ramp up our prayer life. It's time for us to fast and pray, because when the disciples asked Jesus why they couldn't rout out a demon out of a boy, Jesus responded to them, this kind comes by fasting and prayer. So not only does it mean that we pray, but we have to fast. And not only that, we have to cry loud and spend not many. It's time for us to open up our mouths. It's time for us to open up our mouths. It's time for us to... there's a phone ringing, not sure what that is, Dr. Vaughn, but it's time for us to open up our mouths, and it's time for us to declare and decree that Jesus is Lord. The problem is that a lot of us are not invoking the name of Jesus, and that's why the enemy is having a field day. The only name that the enemy bow to, the only name that the enemy even bow to or run from is the name of Jesus. So we have to declare and decree that every demonic spirit will bow to the name of Jesus, because demons tremble at his name. At the sound of his name, demons tremble. So we got to begin to use our weapon of invoking the name of Jesus. But we also have to use our weapon of walking in the Holy Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit to rise up in us and go before us and stir up the gifts within us so that we can walk in the power and the authority and the dominion that had been given to us even before the foundations of the world. Amen. And so each of us have been given power. We've been given authority, and we have been given strength, and it's time for us to take dominion over the earthly realm. God gave us, man, the power, the authority to take dominion over the earthly realm. And so with all the chaos that's going on, the enemy has been having his way. He's been using demons to jump in people, to loot, to burn down buildings, to set fires, to loot. Loot just means they're stealing, and that's what the devil does. The looting, the burning down of business, the fires, the destroying property, and, you know, jumping on cars. And that's not God. That's not the spirit of God. That's the spirit of the devil. And we got to be able to identify the spirit of the living God versus the spirit of the Antichrist. And so that's pretty much what I wanted to talk to you guys about on tonight, being aware, being woke, being awakened. And it's time for you, like never before, to get in the presence of God and know who he is. Learn of his ways. Amen. Learn of his ways. Learn who he is. Learn how he operates. You know, get into your word. The Bible is him. In the beginning was the word. Right, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. And so Jesus is the Word. Jesus is God manifested in the flesh, 100% God and 100% man. You know, amen, glory to God. And so we have to begin to understand the God that we serve, although we know that his ways are not like our ways, and his thoughts are much higher than ours.